as long as you're trying to feel it, see it, smell it, taste it, you're walking in the darkness. You're down here, you're bound up in time. You're walking below that line, below the light line. You're down here where Adam fell.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland is teaching on the importance of seeing past the natural and living through the Spirit. Learn how to strengthen your faith for what seems impossible by not allowing yourself to be influenced by the way things appear.
Let's open our Bibles, if you would, please, to Hebrews chapter 2 and 1 John chapter 1. Let me demonstrate something else to you before we read these scriptures, because I want to do this in order to catch you up as quickly as possible. Now, this little clock, this little timer that Leroy Thompson gave me, and most of you've heard it go off, sound like a horn honking out in front, you know. And I'll time my cup of tea or something with it, you know, and it'll go on. Gloria, say Leroy's here. Now, with this little clock, you can see it. Now, you can see that all the way from me to him. If you watch it, you can see it. But now there is some speed. There is a point, some speed, that if I don't have the strength, I'm not capable of throwing it fast enough where you can't see it. But if I could get it fast enough, I could throw it from me to him, and you couldn't see it. Your eyes couldn't track it. Now, every material object, this clock, that book, the floor, the carpet, this building, everything that you can physically perceive to the touch, this body of flesh. See, this is not the man. This is earth suit. He has to have this to live in the earth. But he's inside there. Now, this earth suit resembles the man on the inside. If he would get out of that body and you see them both, I could tell that these two things belong together. You can recognize it. His spirit's more recognizable than his body. Anybody's is, particularly a born-again person. Now, every material thing, I don't care what it is, that is made up of molecules. And they're all moving. Now, the energy that makes them move, the life in those protons, neutrons, the molecules that make up this physical thing here that I've got in my hand, the molecules that make up my physical body, the energy that's causing that movement is the life of God, the light energy of God. When he said, let there be light, sunshine didn't come until the fourth day. But when he released the light energy that would hold this universe and all of this mass together. Now, if you could increase the speed of those molecules to the speed of light, you couldn't see them, you couldn't see this object any longer. Because it would go out into an area that's not perceptible to your physical body. Amen. It wouldn't be firm anymore to you. Amen. But it would be to angels. They can still see it. Jesus is operating in the full spectrum, both in heaven and in earth, full authority. His glorified body has gone from this natural state. It was resurrected and glorified. It doesn't live on blood anymore. It lives on glory. He said, "Handle me. A spirit does not have flesh and bone as you see me have." Where's his blood? His blood is in the heavenly holiest of places. The heavenly holy of holy. His blood's alive, and that's where it is today. Now, he functions on both sides of that spectrum. So that on the earth, flesh to flesh is firm. Now, spirit to spirit is firm. Angels can do that. I can't see them. The molecules of their structure is moving too fast for me to see it. They move at the speed of light and beyond. I can't see that. But by the word of God, I can see it. With that word, I can see what's happening over there on that other side. I needed somebody to represent me on that other side. Because everything I need for the rest of my existence is just beyond that line. Now, Brother Bill called that the timeline. I have referred to it as the light line. They are one and the same. Now, we operate today, I mean, the strongest brain activity on the earth that anybody knows anything about is somewhere around 15 to 18% of our mental capacity, and the average person's operating on from 8 to 12 of what is available there. Why? Cause of darkness. Now, the shame is people that are born again staying in that darkness. Because we have been given the mind of Christ. Now, translate that. The mind of the anointed one. In other words, we have available to us through Jesus, our high priest, the same anointing for our mind that was on his mind when he was in the earth, and it is the same anointing that's on his mind now. They lost it at Babel. We got it back at Pentecost. Hallelujah. Huh? They lost language at Babel. We got the language back at Pentecost. And you don't have to use your brain to operate it. We can bypass that and go on over into the spirit and bypass Satan. He ain't got a clue what's coming out of you. Even if he can understand the words, he don't understand what's being said. And build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is not just an experience. This is an open door to a way of life. The word said, when you pray, believe you receive and you'll have. It didn't say after you understand what you prayed. It just said, when you pray, believe you receive. Amen. Creflo and I were together. Both of us had, the Lord had said almost identically the same thing to both of us within days of one another concerning believing you receive when you pray in the Spirit before you know what you prayed. I will pray with my understanding. I will pray with my spirit. And I pray also that I interpret so that my mind is no longer unfruitful. My goodness, what a power tool we've been given. And to believe that I receive when I pray. Hallelujah. While it's still a mystery. It's still mine. And that was the biggest, most major breakthrough in revelation knowledge in my life and ministry from that day to right now. And I've heard Creflo say exactly the same thing. Now, look with me in 1 John And, well, let's read from Hebrews 2 first. We read this scripture the last couple of days. Verse 14, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, Jesus also himself likewise took part of the same, so that through death he might destroy, paralyze, incapacitate him that had the power of death," or authority over death, that is the devil. Where is the authority of and the power over death now? It's in the tongue. The power and authority of death is in the tongue. "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful," say merciful. You could say that he might be an understanding and faithful high priest. He's been where you are. He understands what you're up against. Hallelujah. He suffered far greater than you ever have. Now, he is a merciful and what? Faithful high priest. Now notice, he is a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the people. Now for him to be faithful to God, he has to be faithful to you. If he wasn't faithful to you, he wouldn't be being faithful to God. He is a merciful and faithful high priest of things pertaining to God. Why? To get them to you. There had to be a bridge between this below the line and that above the line, because he meets our needs according to his riches in glory. The bringing of his wealth in glory into manifestation down here below that line, we had to bridge that gap. Adam broke that thing. He broke, there was a gulf between heaven and earth. And the only way anybody was able to bridge it was because God found a man that would enter into a blood covenant with him and keep that covenant, therefore opening the door for God to move back in here and get that blessing back where it belonged. Now you follow me now? You see where we are? The high priestly ministry of Jesus, the lordship ministry of Jesus. He defeated our enemy. He defeated sin. He defeated death. He abolished death, the scripture said. He abolished it. Why do you have so much faith in it? Well, it might not work. I know Jesus is my healer, but then I might better go ahead and get me an appointment over there at the hospital, because if for some reason or another he don't heal me, then I'm liable to die. And then you'll go to the hospital and they'll give you this prescription for some kind of chemical to put in your body and make you sign a release telling you that it will kill you. But, for some reason or other, you're pulled in that direction. Why? You got more faith in death than you do in life. Now, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. There's no way you're going to develop faith in the life of God, the Word of God, the power of the ministry of Jesus, unless you spend time with it. Now, he is... Well, turn over there to 1 John, out of the mouth of two witnesses. Let's see it over here. Because this is, my goodness, this is a powerful thing. I want you to notice here, right off of the bat, make yourself some notes. Learn to. my youngest granddaughter. She's still a little preschooler. She's 5, 6 years old right now. Oh, she loves bugs. And we go up to our place up there in Arkansas, and that's just bug heaven. I mean, that country's got more bugs. There's everything. The frogs, the crickets, the bugs. I mean, everything you think of crawling around up there, you know. And Alex and that, when the whole family, we go up there every year and spend a week together on family vacation. We all work together all the time, but we go up there and just enjoy one another's company for a week. And Alex, I'll tell you, she's looking under every rock. She's picking up, she's digging around. I mean, bugs, worms, anything. She likes them. And that's the way I am on the Word. I originally heard that from Brother Hagin. He said, we're going to go bug hunting. Now we're going to look under every leaf. We're going to turn up every rock. We're going to hunt for everything we can find in the Scripture. So notice right here in this very first chapter of 1 John, in the third verse, that which we've seen and heard, we declare to you. Why, John? Why are you telling me this? That you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, the anointed one. So that would mean we've got fellowship with that anointing too, wouldn't it? Amen. And these things write we unto you, Kenneth, so your joy may be full. Oh, so my joy is going to get full studying this book. Praise God. That means I'm going to get stronger because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And He is my sustaining strength. Man, I'm stronger already. See, this is the way you do these things. You're feeding your spirit. And by feeding your spirit, you're depending on the forces you cannot see to be active in your life. And we're going to find out here, and in following this, we're going to find out why they cannot refuse to be active in our life. Now, that's big. That's what we're after here, see. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. Okay, I stop right there. I said, thank you, Lord. I receive fullness of joy.
I don't feel like I have any joy.
Ain't nobody said anything about your feelings. We're talking about things right now you can't feel or see. It'll get on your feelings. What difference would it make if it didn't? Not have anything to do with it. As long as you're trying to feel it, see it, smell it, taste it, you're walking in the darkness. You're down here, you're bound up in time. You're walking below that line, below the light line. You're down here where Adam fell. Well, if I can't see it, I ain't going to believe it. Well, okay, just going to hell. Aren't you glad God didn't respond like that? Now, let's just hang on right there a minute. I want to talk about this side of it a bit. And seeing the power of this. Understand, most people have a very, very difficult time understanding what their words have to do with their life outcome and their condition. Why? Well, you learned to use words before you were a year old. And then the only words you spoke was what your parents taught you. And that is about 95% wrong. They taught you what had been taught them. And that's the reason so-called generational curses come into a family and just stay there. Because generation after generation after generation, they all saying the same thing. And the devil just makes him a bed there and just stays one generation right after another. And if your daddy was doggy, you probably are too. And you'll wind up doing and saying things that your dad did that were terrible to your family. You swore up and down you'd never act like that. You turn out acting just as doggy as he did. Why? Because you've been saying the same thing. But now people have a hard time understanding that. And I want you to see that side of it right now, because without this connection, you can't get out of that dark realm. Now, I thought Bill Winston, I mean, he hit the nail square on the head when he was talking about Abraham, the only way Abraham could get over into that inheritance was called things to be not as though they were. Well, and you have inherited that right. Not only that, you inherited the backup power to bring it to pass, not only with the faith that was born in you when you was born again, but the high priestly ministry of Jesus is enthroned to see to it that it comes to pass. And that's the way you tap into the provision that's above that line and slow it down enough so it can be manifest down here. And you can put it in the bank and write checks on it. Or the word being made flesh and heal your body. See? But this is the process that has to take place. Now, you don't have any trouble with the fact that what God says comes to pass, do you? You don't have any trouble with that. You having any difficulty understanding what happened when God stood up and said, light be, and light was, and then he spoke and it was so, he said it and it became, and he saw that it was good. In other words, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same in the beginning with God, and not anything was made that was made that was made without him and his Word. You having any trouble with that? No, you don't have any trouble. It's your words coming to pass that you struggle with. So now you understand that we need to get over on what he said and put his words in our mouths, and we get the same results. Because we have been authorized to speak, to hear, to understand, and to live in and on his word.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives. But with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and he has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe him for his plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Today is a very, very special day. Gloria and I are celebrating 46 years of
marriage
today, this very day. Praise the Lord.
Isn't that great? Thank you for staying with me all those years.
Happy anniversary,
Thank
sweetheart.
You very much.
I fell in love with you the first time I ever saw you.
And I've been so blessed.
And that's over 46 years ago. We've been married 46 years.
And
I love you more than I ever have in my life. Praise God. What a wonderful,
you've been such a good
wonderful
husband.
Life the Lord has given me just
Let's
because
Let's just stay
you.
Together another.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Another millennium.
People ask me, how do you live with such an anointed woman of God? Very, very carefully. Praise God. No, I'll tell you how you live with it. You just stay prayed up. You stay in the Word of God.
And you say,
yes, ma'am. That's right. Yeah, because you know what? Most of the time it is right. It's been so long since she's been wrong, I forgot the last time. Because she walks in the wisdom of God. Now, I'm not saying this to just be silly about it. I really mean it. And our lives together, I'll tell you, it is so rich.
No wonder that God said in His Word, a man finds a good woman has found a good thing. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I've lived it, and I know that it's true. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. You got to get her new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. Now, it's being released on May the 1st in the bookstores. But we're offering it to you today. The pre-order on this broadcast, so you want to reserve your copy, and we'll send you the special edition DVD, which is absolutely free, that goes along with it. Now then, Brother Tim, would you hand me that beautiful bouquet of flowers?
Oh,
and I want to. I want to hand this. How do I do that? Do I do that this way?
This way. Thank you.
Amen.
So much.
Praise the Lord.
And thank you for staying with me so long.
Oh, baby, I'm stuck to you.
I know. I love it. I'm
I am here to stay, I guarantee you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
The
for
things
this.
We discuss in today's message, so important. Learn. I mean, whatever you have to do, get in the book and learn.
That's right.
To see past the natural and live through the Spirit. It's not hard. But you have to get in the Word and stay there. But after all, you got the great Holy Spirit
Amen.
Available to you to do it.
Hallelujah.
Gloria and I love you. We pray for you. And remember this,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Europe for two special meetings this April. First, come to the Born With Victory campaign from the 17th to the 19th of April at the Bournemouth International Center, Exeter Road in Bournemouth, United Kingdom.
It's been a real time of feeding and just spiritual uplifting. It's been wonderful.
There's something about getting together with people that you can't get from television or sitting at home by yourself.
Then to Switzerland for the Basel Victory Campaign. Join us from the 24th to 26th of April at Congress Center Basel in Basel, Switzerland.
I heard it in 2004 in Frankfurt, and this was changed me, and I hope everyone that goes to Basel, they go out from Basel completely changed.
For more information on these or other meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
But you actually get your faith that works in your life through your own eyes and ears, looking at the Word of God and receiving it. That's good because that means anybody can have faith. Anybody can be a faith person.